Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Day one of unschooling, and I've got my kids helping me to clean the car out.
Day two of unschooling, we're at the park learning how to have fun.
Now they're going to go grocery shopping with me, and we're going to learn about reading labels.
Wait, let me see if I heard that correctly. You said that you removed your kids from school so they could clean your car?
Teaching them hard work, taking care of the things that you love, that you need, and also just needed the car clean.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I got that right. So there's this movement out there called unschooling, where parents are removing their kids from school to teach them a curriculum that's based on the things that each kid is personally interested in. It's sort of like homeschooling with less standardization, which sounds like a great idea initially. I mean, kids should be developing a habit of self-study by focusing on skills they naturally want to learn. But understand that this is the internet, and because of that, people are obviously going to have a bunch of opinions that they haven't thought too much about.
And trying to figure out how to let go of what my idea of school is. What if they really do need algebra and I don't teach them algebra?
So the fears that you have are so normal.
Okay.
And algebra is not something everybody on earth needs to know.
Actually, you do need algebra. Not knowing algebra is how dumb people get trapped by credit card debt because they don't know how to calculate percentages and yearly interest rates. Algebra is also how you understand how much you're getting screwed by taxes. But anyway, this is the unschooling narrative. Public school teaches a bunch of things that kids don't necessarily need, so some parents are taking matters into their own hands to create a lesson plan that's more true to life. That being said, let's get back to Kelsey, who was the first girl I showed, and hear what her lesson plan is.
Yes, we're going to be doing reading and writing and math and maybe science, but it's not going to look the same as traditional public school. It's going to be different.
Okay, so we're doing reading and writing and math, and we might learn some science, maybe, if there's time. And Kelsey's plan is going to be different from regular school. But how is it going to be different?
We are going to the library, maybe some thrift stores to find some books just to read. We're going to make it a point in our nighttime routine to read every single night. So read, writing, math, and just doing it in different ways and just sitting down as you normally would in public school. So follow me.
So you're going to go to a thrift store like Goodwill to buy some books that smell like pesticides and old people. And you're going to read every night, kind of like people do in school, but it's going to be different from school? Did you actually do any research on this before you made this decision for your kids? I mean, this chick is all over the place and knows so little about teaching that she's unaware that you don't need to go to the library to learn things. You can just look them up on the internet. And the fact that she doesn't know this means that she has, like, never tried to learn anything on her own. Does she even know how to set a schedule or discipline herself to build a curriculum so that her kids don't just waste time doing nothing all day? No. Her plan is to read random books from a thrift store. How is this better than school? But speaking of discipline, let's talk about this video's sponsor, Rocket Money. If you're trying to get your life under control, then the first thing to work on is good financial habits, and in order to build those good habits, you have to know what you're spending your money on. One of my mentors in college told me that desire is infinite, but unfortunately, resources are limited. The good thing is that Rocket Money is one of the best ways to track your cash flow to help make sure that your resources are going to things that you actually desire, like a new car that you're saving up for, instead of going to things like delivery services. Rocket Money makes it easy to track your subscriptions and bills so that you don't get blindsided by expenses that you forgot about. And if you did forget about an expense and you realize it's from a subscription service that you no longer use, then Rocket Money will help make canceling that service easy. Last, Rocket Money will help you build a budget and track your spending from month to month so that you can track how financially disciplined you're being, which will make it so you can achieve your short-term and long-term financial goals. So if you want to get the tools that you need to take control of your finances today, then go to rocketmoney.com/thinkbeforeyousleep and get started for free. That's rocketmoney.com/thinkbeforeyousleep. All right, now that we've seen all of Kelsey's philosophy about teaching, let's watch her carry out an actual lesson.
Now they're going to go grocery shopping with me, and we're going to learn about reading labels. We're going to learn about math and money and spending your money wisely. When you're buying groceries, you need to make sure that the quality of it is good. So turn it over on each one. Make sure that there's no molded ones. Make sure they all look pretty good. And if they do, put them in their buggy.
Nice. Make sure the fruit is not moldy. Now, do we know what mold is? Well, no, because she hasn't shown her kids a moldy fruit so they would know what to avoid. But I'm sure they will magically be able to figure that out. Let's move on.
You see the prices on them right here? You typically want to make sure that you pick the lowest price. And if it's a low price and it looks like it's a good apple, like Honeycrisp are good apples, we can get a bag of those.
Wow, thank God Captain Obvious was there to tell her kids they should try to buy the food with the lower price instead of the higher price if they want to save money. What would they do without you?
When you're reading the labels, I want you to notice where it says includes added sugars. How many does that say? Zero on that one and 15 on, so we don't want sugars, right? So you're going to get that one.
Jeez, lady, give your kid time to answer when you ask them a question. Oh, wait, I think she realized that she forgot to teach them numbers and reading before this, so they couldn't actually give an answer. Excellent. But again, how is this different from school? Instead of letting them study what they want, you're forcing them to learn the material that you want them to learn, which were just daily chores that you had to get done. And then when it comes to the answers, you just have them memorize stuff, which is exactly what school does. There's no teaching them critical thinking skills or allowing them to discover things on their own through trial and error. You're just telling them what to say. At least with school, they would get a teacher who is somewhat qualified to have them memorize stuff. All right, now I need to see how we got here. Why did she think this would be a good idea? What's her backstory?
Yes, I'm a felon. I'm gonna tell you guys the story of how I became a felon.
Wow, that escalated quickly. Apparently, she was charged with a felony at age 16 and served 30 days in jail for armed robbery and attempted murder after she drank and did drugs. Anything else?
Eric and I had a spicy site about 6 months ago, and we stopped. We did it for a couple of years. Some months, we were making $40,000. The money was great. We were really excited about it. We felt like it was bringing the fire back into our relationship.
Of course. I should have expected that. She also said that she was a sugar baby in a different video. But now all of the negligence makes sense. She has a history of making bad decisions. Also, apparently this unschooling idea from Kelsey is a relatively new thing, and her kids were in school, or at least one of them was, but she took them out. You can tell it was a recent decision she made on impulse from how little of a game plan she has. However, all this begs the question of, what was the final straw for public school? And to answer that, here's Kelsey talking about a problem that she had with her son's teacher.
The other day, or a couple weeks ago, she sent home in his folder a piece of paper that had a signature side and a date side. And she told him, didn't say nothing to me, told him to tell me I needed to take his homework out of his folder every single night, sign and date this piece of paper, and send it back to her every single day. Now, listen, I took that piece of paper out and I said, I'm not doing that, baby. I have four kids and I run a massive business through social media. I don't have time, literally.
Yeah, because that makes sense. Spending 2 minutes checking homework is too hard. So, of course, the logical conclusion is to pull the kids out of school entirely and become a full-time teacher, right? Well, maybe. But personally, I have at least a little faith in humanity, so I'm pretty sure that she can understand that becoming a full-time teacher is more work than signing her kids' homework. So there must be some other reason for why she's doing what she does. That being said, let's watch more of her unschooling content to see if we can figure it out.
There's so many comments in my comment section about, well, what if they want to be a doctor or a lawyer? And I think I've already mentioned this before one time already, but like the likelihood of my kids wanting to do something that they don't see that I'm normalizing is very slim.
Come on, guys. You see, my kids are too dumb to want to become doctors and lawyers when they grow up. And they're too lacking in individual thought to do anything outside of what I tell them, which is why I'm unschooling them so they can get their education from the Goodwill discount bin. Jeez, this chick does not care about her kids at all.
On top of I'm very proactive inside of my profession and my career of being an entrepreneur, they're likely going to follow that path because they're going to see how successful.
Right, because entrepreneurs have always been known to love learning by memorizing answers, and they always follow the rules or follow instructions.
Also teaching them how to follow instructions.
Anyway, now I think we have the actual answer for why she took her kids out of school. Kelsey works some sort of herbal lifestyle pyramid scheme where she sells supplement powder, and she's trying to push her kids towards that or use them to promote it, which is why she calls them her downlines.
The point to this is I want my kids to live a good life, and I want to create a legacy for the rest of my downline of my family.
A downline is a sales term for a person who you recruit onto your team, who you then get a percentage of every sale they make. This is a core feature of pyramid and multi-level marketing schemes, where the higher up you are and the more worker bees you have under you, the more passive income you make. So a lot of people involved in pyramid schemes spend time trying to recruit the suckers who bought their product into also becoming their downline. Actually, it seems like a couple of these unschoolers, for some reason, want to turn their kids into entrepreneurs or do some sort of sales job for a family business.
We're not raising worker bees. We're not raising yes men or kids that jump through hoops or take orders. We're raising free-thinking entrepreneurs by living this way.
I was on the phone with my web designer, and Wiley asked me a question I thought I would share with you so you could learn more about what unschooling means in a family business.
So I don't think it's a coincidence that so many of these unschooling influencers are trying to sell their viewers something.
If anyone is ever posting about a perfect lifestyle that seems too good to be true, it probably is, and they're probably just trying to sell you something.
It looks to me like Kelsey, as well as these other moms, are using the unschooling trend to become an influencer who uses her kids for fame like the family vloggers do, which is why they'll end a lot of their videos with promotions.
Nobody does it better than me because nobody cares more than me. And I have a lot more free stuff on this coming your way. Follow me, don't lose me. You'll only get it here.
Anyway, this is why Kelsey has a number of mom influencer videos where she's like, I'm so frugal with my money because when I shop, I can feed a family of six on $250 a week. Where in that same video, she talks about buying pasture-raised eggs and organic meat, which are some of the most expensive items at the store. So she's obviously lying about how good she is at saving money, and months later, she said that her budget is actually twice that at $500 a week, which sounds far more accurate.
And I believe this is going to be the best thing I've probably ever done for my kids, and I'm really excited. I'm going to record everything. So if you're not following me, you definitely should be, because I am documenting the f*** out of this experience, because I have been feeling in my heart for a very long time that public school is just not, it's just not it.
So, naturally, Kelsey went viral for saying a bunch of dumb stuff and impulsively jumping into a new lifestyle that she did no research on. And when people criticized her, this was her response.
Things have just gotten completely out of control on my social media and people dragging my name. And my original intention was to just share how I'm going through this as I'm learning to unschool, as I'm learning what works best for us, not coming from a place of being an expert. And any videos that you see of me, I'm just simply sharing what I've done so far. And people frown upon that. They think that I'm making my kid stupid or something.
I don't see how this is such a shock, considering that a day or two earlier, you basically imply that your kids are too dumb to pick their own career paths. So it seems like a lot of people are unhappy with Kelsey, including the unschooling community, because yes, there is an unschooling community, and they're mad at Kelsey because she's making them look bad. And to be honest, the people who are in favor of unschooling don't always have bad takes. That thing that mom from the beginning said about not needing algebra was kind of stupid, and I found myself disagreeing with her a lot when I was researching for this video. But here she is talking to some unschooled kids, and one of them said this.
Are there any classes that would interest you if you were in school?
Science. But I don't even know if I would then, because half the time you're reading from a book, you're not actually experimenting and going outside and stuff. I don't know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's totally different to read everything in theory versus hands-on experiences.
Right. You can read books at home or learn about theory on YouTube. If you're going to have a teacher there, then you should be doing a lot more practical stuff, because that will ultimately be far more memorable to students. Retention plummets when you don't give people an experience to connect to with your lesson. Not to mention that stuff like Common Core math is child abuse. I mean, some of these standardized teaching methods are so obviously a stupid way to teach kids that I have a hard time believing that they aren't intentionally stupid, and schools are purposefully disconnecting lessons from real-life examples so that corrupt people in government who are in charge of this stuff can pretend that they're teaching kids something without actually teaching them something.
And I just don't believe that a public school standardized curriculum, and even most private schools, are not honoring enough of the individual's journey. And not only is there a risk of children's curiosity and sense of wonder and creativity being crushed, I believe that that's happening for the majority of kids who participate in standardized education.
Correct. I believe that school is very good at demoralizing kids, as well as getting them to dislike important self-educating activities, like reading, because more focus is put on proving that you read books like The Odyssey, which is a great story, by the way, instead of focusing on getting students interested in the material. Like, I swear I've sat through classes where teachers take Greek mythology, which contains some of the most interesting stories known to man, and make them so boring that I'm falling asleep during the class. How do you take stories that are so popular that people have retold them for over 2,000 years and make students hate them? That's like doing a class on the Avengers movies and teaching it so poorly that your students can't stay awake during the lesson. The reason that you hate reading is because schools force teachers to constantly make kids prove that they're doing the assignment. So instead of just reading chapters 1 and 2 and moving on with my life like I would do if I was reading a book on my own, I now have to basically memorize 5 to 10 questions that my teacher assigned so I can find the answers while I'm doing the assignment to prove to the teacher that I read the book, which means that instead of enjoying things like the opening scene of Avengers Infinity War, I'm sitting there waiting to see some nonsense like what socket of the Infinity Gauntlet that Thanos puts the Space Stone into, because that's question 3 on my homework assignment. I used to hate this when I was in school. Not only does this make reading a pain, but it effectively spoils what happens in the book. Teachers in my middle school would assign questions like, which Marvel character does Thanos talk to before he pushes Gamora off a ledge? Gee, thanks for ruining the surprise. So yeah, I have a lot of problems with public school, but I don't think this unschooling stuff is a solution either, as it basically only works under special conditions, like both of your parents already being teachers.
Courtney is an elementary school teacher by trade. She has a teaching certificate and she used to work as a music and arts and special ed teacher. I worked as an outdoor educator. And so we both have a background in education of sorts.
Yeah, of course this works for your kids. Teaching is your profession. But how would you scale this? Well, you can't, which is why I think that when these people talk about unschooling, they should instead talk about homeschooling rights, or talk about ways that schools can promote self-education, like a free study period for an hour, where teachers teach kids how to research topics and set skill-building goals for things that they are personally interested in. Talking about stuff like this would be much better for society as a whole, instead of promoting a style of learning that will effectively result in tons of kids being far behind their peers who went to public school in essential subjects like reading, writing, and math, which are the fundamentals for every other skill. Being behind in these skills can damage years of their lives as they try to catch up. Well, if they catch up. And speaking of, next we have a TikTok mom who goes by Onami.
So we don't teach our children anything. Everything that they learn is in response to either their interests or their questions. We have no curriculum. We have no school hours. We really just respond whenever they want to know something and do our best to make sure they really get it.
I can see we're already off to a great start. No lesson plans, no set times for learning each day, and we only teach things our kids ask us to teach. Well, gee, I hope your 6-year-old is a genius who always knows the right questions. Otherwise, he's going to miss out on a lot of essentials that his same-age peers will have already mastered long before.
And my big fear about free schooling was that if my kids only went towards what they were interested in, saving all of their real estate only for things they're interested in, not cramming it with anything necessary, I was concerned that they would never be interested in things like reading and writing and math.
Wait, she wasn't going to teach them how to read and write unless they asked? Again, these are the most fundamental skills in learning, as in you can't learn other skills without knowing how to read and write, and she wasn't going to give them any sort of guidance as a parent by saying something like, hey, maybe you should learn this stuff first, otherwise you won't be able to read the ingredients for a recipe or be able to count the number of cups of flour that you need to make cookies.
My son's 6 and it took some patience and not comparing myself to other moms, but this is his book. Look at this. Lamp. Egg. Jar.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I used to love my morning coffee, until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics that's gentle on my stomach and gives me smooth, steady energy. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Lion, this is him doing this by himself, copying down words from other places, asking us more. Same with addition. Mom, what's 7 + 5? It will come at the right time.
Am I crazy or is this not impressive at all for a 6-year-old? I would be concerned if this were my child. He can't write the letters correctly or from memory, yet she literally is jumping for joy over 4 words when he should be reading and writing full sentences by 6 years old. Like, he's way behind. Well, I mean, he's extra behind considering that public school teaches kids at a snail's pace. The benefit of homeschooling is that kids are supposed to learn way faster, so actually he should be writing paragraphs that contain his own thoughts and ideas and not single words that he copied down from his coloring book.
So it's true. My son cannot read at age 6.
Wait, was he even able to read the words that he copied down? This is bad. I think I was reading and writing basic sentences at 5 years old, and I was by no means ahead of my peers. Her son is like a full year behind other 6-year-olds, which is a huge deal because the skills that you learn during childhood are additive, and if you learn things late, then you potentially will miss out on exponential growth, which means that as an adult, you will have to spend years catching up to kids whose parents didn't do this to them. But like I said with Kelsey, this all begs the question of, how did we get here? Why is she so negligent when it comes to her kids? And the short answer is, lots of drug abuse.
I was super bulimic, gnarly alcoholic. Luckily was such an alcoholic that like I couldn't get addicted to heroin because I puked too much. Super big coke head. I've taken a lot of psychedelics, you know, like
I guess people could have figured that out with the glazed over eyes, the forehead tattoo, the pentagram thing on her palm, and the YouTube channel where she teaches sex magic. This is all behavior of a drug addict. Now, people don't just become addicted out of nowhere, so why did she do this to herself? Well, it's kind of a long story that's explained in this video here, but to sum it up, Onami was a member of a doomsday cult until she was 13 years old. A doomsday cult is a cult where they think the end of the world is coming, and Onami reports that she experienced multiple ends of the world that the cult would just forget about and move on to the next apocalypse after being proven wrong. More importantly, and very sadly, she also reported that she was sexually abused pretty much daily until she left the cult at 13. It actually seems like the group was a lot more about that than it was about the doomsday stuff. It was only during a moment that the cult stupidly let her outside that she realized that something was up.
I had gone to like CVS pharmacy with like a few of the other girls, and this guy showed up. And so he was like trying to like hug me and stuff while I'm waiting in the line at CVS. And I was like, get away from me. And as I was walking out of the house, as I was walking out of the pharmacy, like a woman came running up after me and she's like, hey, like, are you okay? Is that guy bothering you? Do you know that guy? And I was like, my parents, like, you know, whatever. And she's like, no, like, are you okay? Like, are you all right? She's like, I'm going to give you my number. Like, if you need anything, like, call me. And he saw that happen. And when I got home, I got in such huge trouble. That was like the first time that I had ever had like interaction with the outside world. And somebody was like, hey, like, maybe that's not normal, or maybe that's not okay.
So it seems like it was kind of a horrible experience, and I'm sorry all that happened to her. Fortunately, she was able to escape at 13. However, if you've had a very traumatic childhood like that and you're going to have kids, then you need to undergo lots of therapy, and you also need to be taking extreme levels of direction from normal society. This is not the time to be inventing new programs for your kids or doing things that are radically different from the norm. The reason for that is because the traumatic childhood will heavily skew your sense of what's healthy, which makes it very likely that if you deviate from the norm, you will do so in a way that will cause your kids harm.
You know, I grew up in a cult, so I'm always terrified of starting my own cult or being a cult leader, but we've managed to avoid that, which is good. We just, like, never do group activities with anybody.
But you are kind of doing that, though. In this case, she was referring to clients, which, as far as I've seen, she's not creating some sort of cult around them. However, that's not the same case with her kids, who she is definitely using to promote her coaching business. Pretty much all of the unschooling influencers that I found, except for this guy, were throwing their kids into videos, followed by buy my book or whatever they were selling. So I have my doubts about the authenticity of most of the people promoting this lifestyle. As for Onami, it's not just her business that sells a weird sex magic entrepreneur course, but she's also very inappropriate in front of her kids. For example, I found things like videos of her twerking in front of them, and I mean, you grew up in a sexually inappropriate environment. Why are you bringing that behavior to your kids? I've also watched her let her kids, who I believe are 3 and 6 years old, handle dangerous tools like a full-size kitchen knife before their hands are big enough to hold it properly and before they have good enough fine motor skills to use proper techniques so they don't hurt themselves. Last, I'm very concerned that she has talked publicly about how she wants to isolate them from outside influences, kind of like a cult would.
But I was able to retire my husband the second we met. We don't have nannies, we don't have cleaners, we don't have anything. We're with our kids all the time. This is my, like, trauma response. I'm like, I'm not leaving my kids with other people, and that's just how we're doing it.
This is also something that Kelsey, the first girl I showed, said she was doing to her kids too. In fact, she's made multiple TikToks on it.
We don't actually need socialization skills. We need to know how to communicate, which you can do with your parents. We need to know how to connect, which you can do with your parents. And those are skills that you take for the rest of your life to make friendships.
Kelsey also said in a different TikTok that she's fine with her kids not knowing how to socialize because she never leaves her house and she's still happy and successful. Well, the first thing people should know about self-reported mental health is that people are terrible at diagnosing their own mental state. In one video, Kelsey will talk about how happy she is being socially isolated all day, while in other videos, she'll talk about how she dated a physically abusive narcissist when she was a sugar baby and about how bad her mental health was when she used to run a spicy website. So, no, I don't think you're actually happy, and I don't think keeping your kids away from a social environment is good for them, considering that social skills are the most important skills you can have, as you literally will not be able to find a job without them, or build good friendships, or find a good relationship partner. Even if you suck at everything else, being good at socializing will put you around people who know things, and probably the most useful things I know have been taught to me by friends. A lot of people are low-skilled and not successful simply because their friend group sucks, and because they don't surround themselves with people who can speedrun them through complex problems. Now, going back to Miss Forehead Tattoo, the crazy thing is that she does have some awareness of what's going on here, but she's completely disconnected when it comes to her kids.
It's so unfortunate that your life can start as a pattern that other people put on you, but if you don't learn how to break those patterns, no matter where you go, they're going to come with you. No matter what you do, they're going to come with you. You can meet a wonderful partner and be in a marriage that you love with somebody that really loves you. And if you haven't broken that pattern, you will force them to show up as the other half of that pattern. You will force them to abuse you. You will force them to abandon you. Even if they're not doing it, you'll feel it and it'll be just as bad.
I'm actually very surprised that she said that. It was the most mentally stable thing I heard from her. It's just too bad that she doesn't realize this for her kids, because the primary way that you save yourself from poor mental health is through relationships and through feedback from other people. Severely limiting those relationships is not good for her children. Outside of all this, I actually don't have a problem with the fundamental idea of unschooling. I think public school is incredibly inefficient and has a lot of problems. However, making your curriculum, whenever my kids ask me something I tell them, is not a good game plan. Adults are there to help kids speedrun through common information, so they don't have to spend a decade of their lives reinventing the wheel. Waiting for your kids to ask you how to read stunts their ability to move on to things they actually want to learn, because ultimately, the goal is to build a lifestyle where you're interested in self-education, so that you continue learning new skills whether you're in school or not. And really, the only way to motivate yourself to study is to find useful skills that you are naturally interested in. You aren't going to work hard if you don't like what you're doing. Fortunately, there are a lot of things to do, so pick one. Then, when it comes to getting good, of course you have to discipline yourself to practice on a daily basis, but don't forget that it's also important to use techniques that speed up how quickly you learn. Time is limited, so efficiency is key. When I was in college, I could spend 3 hours staring at a picture of a heart to try to memorize the anatomy of it. Or I could watch a 5-minute video on YouTube about the heart 5 times, memorize it like I'm memorizing the lines of my favorite movie, and be done in 25 minutes. It's crazy how much faster modern technology can help you learn and retain information, so a part of self-studying is spending time improving your learning strategy so that you can learn more information in a fraction of the time. Flashcard apps that work on your phone and your PC like Brainscape are excellent for that. I also like making my own YouTube playlist to help me quickly find information that I need to review, and personal Discord servers or Google Docs are a great way to take notes that can be shared with all your devices. Anyway, that's enough workflow advice. So thanks for watching, follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.